Again, welcome to Vespers tonight. For those of you who came in today, my name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden. And for our worship tonight, we will be singing a setting of evening prayer, known up here as Vespers 86, by Marty Haugen, known in many other places as Holden Evening Prayer. A few words about the service before we begin. You'll be invited to stand at a couple of points, and you can simply watch for that invitation. We'll stand at the beginning as we sing the service of light, this hymn to the light of Christ, which shines among us even as the sun is setting. We'll also stand a little later on as we sing Mary's song, the Magnificat. If you look on pages 4 and 5, you'll see that we'll sing together an evening psalm, Psalm 141, and that on page 5, it divides into two parts. We'll divide that very simply tonight by high voices and low voices. So if you sing the higher octave, sing part 1. The lower octave, go ahead and join in on part 2. Toward the end of the service, there is an invitation for all of us to pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. There is a version printed in your worship folder, but know that you're invited to pray that prayer in whichever language or version you know best, whichever is deepest in your own memory and heart. And so we'll pray that differently even as we pray it together. And then we'll all join together in singing that final blessing on the very last page. Again, and Carol just had a reminder. Are there folks who are not able to see one of these worship folders tonight? If you aren't, please make that known to those around you, and I'm sure you'll find some friendly soul willing to share. Once again, welcome to worship tonight. We'll take just a few moments of silence here before we begin, and then as you're able, you'll be invited to stand, and we will sing together our praise to God this night.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. A light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness.
May God be with you all.
night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright, for your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen.
Staying attentive to the today of our lives increases our ability to hear our hearts and to hear the reassuring words of Jesus. We listen to these words as I read from Luke. That is why I am telling you not to worry about your life and what you are to eat, nor about your body and how you are to clothe it. Can any of you, for all your worrying, add a single cubit to your span of life? If the smallest things, therefore, are outside your control, why worry about the rest? Think of the flowers. They never have to spin or weave, yet, I assure you, not even Solomon in all his regalia was robed like one of these. Now, if that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is there today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, how much more will he look after you? You of little faith, there is no need to be afraid, little flock, for it has pleased your Father to give you the kingdom. Pastor Ted Loader responds with a prayer as we look at summer's restoration of spirit, and that we enter this continued need for summer days to maintain the spiritual vitality of awareness of the flowers. Thank you, Lord, for this season of sun and slow motion, of games and porch sitting, of picnics and light green fireflies on heavy purple evenings, and praise for slight breezes. It's good, God, as good as the first days of your creation. Let this season be for me a time of gathering together the pieces into which my busyness has broken me. Oh God, enable me now to grow wise through reflection, peaceful through the song of the cricket, created through the laughter of play. Most of all, God, let me live easily and gracefully for a spell, so that I may see each other's souls deeply, share in a silence unhurried, listen to the sound of sunlight and shadows, explore barefoot the land of forgotten dreams and shy hopes, and find the right words to tell another who I am.
The light shines in the darkness. An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name..."
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of God be our guide and guide for all of our days.
Go in peace and serve the living God.